What's up to all my freelancers and creatives out there? This is Nathan with another episode of Freelance Jumpstart TV. And in this episode, we're going to get into, should you work for free? To answer the question directly of if you should work for free, I have three answers. One answer is no, you shouldn't. The second answer is, well, maybe. And the third answer is, it depends. Normally this question comes up for a couple of different reasons. It comes up because maybe somebody cannot afford your services, or perhaps a nonprofit or someone approaches you to do pro bono work, or maybe your friends and family know what you're doing and they know you have a certain skill set, and they're coming to you and they're asking for your help with something. The thing is, if you don't regulate or put up certain protocols or barriers or principles behind why you should work for free, it normally ends up being a bad idea. Really, just to capture the whole thing about working for free, I have a little story. So just sit back and listen real quick. I remember I was working with a client and we were well into the project, and I got to the point where I completed the project for them, and then they let me know some bad news. In other words, the business wasn't doing too well and they did not have enough funds to pay me. Now, just hearing that, I really don't know how that was even possible, because we signed, we agreed, I did the work, but hey, they didn't have enough funds to pay. So I just remember how I was feeling at that time. I was upset, not because of the individual, because they were really telling the truth. They did not have enough money to pay. But I was upset because I put in valuable work. I put in valuable time. I put in my best effort, and I was not rewarded with anything. And I was upset because how can the person sacrifice my value for the sake of saving money, or they didn't have enough money? You know, I just remember feeling upset because it didn't change the fact that I provided value, and I felt a little bit slighted by not getting paid. Not only was I not getting paid, but the hard work that I put forth wasn't able to be showcased to the world. Yeah, I created something and it was great, but I could barely even use it in my case studies or my portfolio because it wasn't being used anywhere. So I just felt overall like it was a loss, and it was a loss for my time. It was a loss for my effort. It was a loss for my energy. And also, I could have filled up that same time slot or the same couple of weeks with another client. So it really just struck me as something really almost offensive at the fact that someone didn't pay. I tell that quick story to really say those are the same type of feelings that can happen to you if you offer your services for free. So the thing is, someone may ask you and they may not have enough money, or you may view it as a great opportunity and something to get your name out there. But I would start off by saying this. Normally, should you work for free? No. But in the event that you do offer your services, you have to make sure that you, the business owner, benefit from the transaction. And you also have to treat it like it is a real project. You can't treat it any less than you would any other person or any other project. Somebody may be out there thinking, maybe, hey, if somebody can't afford me, let me just offer my services at a discount. The thing with that is, you want to avoid the auction mentality. Let me tell you what I mean. The auction mentality is simply, if you've ever seen an auction before, you know, a bidder gets up there and they say, hey, we have something here, it's of value, and we're going to start the bidding at 300. 300, do I have 400? 400, do I have 5? 5, 6, do I have 6, 6, 7? They go through that whole process, and different people raise their hand on how much they think something is valued at. And then it finally gets to a point to where it's very high, or gets to a point to where it's purchased very low. But ultimately, the people are determining the value, not the person who created it. So you don't want your services to be treated like an auction. The first thing, as I mentioned earlier, is you want to treat it like it's a real project. And when I mean real, I mean just like a paying project. You want to go through the entire process that you have set up. So in other words, there may be an initial client meeting. There may be a conversation for you to uncover value. You may try to solve a business problem for them. From that point, you want to write a proposal. After writing a proposal, you ask them to choose and make a decision on what solution would be best for them at that time. Now, in this case, you might not want them to choose. You just determine what's best for them because they're not paying. So it's really on you on how much time you want to invest. Then you go from the point of where you start, you know, you complete it, you allow them to have a limited number of revisions, and then you deliver whatever it is that you promised on. So that whole process, or whatever process that you've developed to work with your clients and your services together, you want to make sure to treat it just the same and no different than a paying client. On the other end of that, the client must agree to follow your process. You know, if you're working for free, no matter what it may be, you're providing a valuable service to them, and really it's a favor to them. If that's the case, then they really need to submit to whatever process that you have in place. If they're trying to fight against your process and go against it, that's a sign, you know, you shouldn't work with this person, and especially not for free. The next thing I'll say if you want to consider working for free is, what is the benefit to you? In other words, that's to be some type of return on investment. Now, I'll be honest, I don't like working for free, if at all. However, if, you know, a family member approached me, I'd have to be very careful because I don't want to tarnish the relationship. But because of the relationship we have established, I may consider it. And that's the other thing. You know, you may want to work for free to build a relationship with someone. But when you're building that relationship, there has to be some type of promise of work somewhere in the future, or some type of return on investment. So, for example, let's say Nike approached me. Now, I think Nike has enough money to pay me whatever I'm going to charge. I've surely bought products for them all of my life, so I think they can spare a few dollars to pay me legitimately. However, if it's an interesting project that I want to be a part of, and I can use Nike in my portfolio and write a case study about Nike and how I worked for them, and in hopes of getting other corporate and enterprise clients, that would be a great opportunity, and there's a huge benefit for me. But even with that benefit, I have to make sure they're willing to submit at the least to write a case study with me, or a case study for me, on the project that I'm working on. Sometimes it can be a bit difficult for the person to understand how much value you're bringing to the table. Even if you agree to say you do it for free and you tell them it's, hey, I'm doing $10,000 of work for free, they won't get it and they won't understand. To really drive that point home, never just have a verbal agreement. Give an actual invoice. So whatever value it is that you would truly charge for the service you're providing, draw up an invoice. But then also, you know, whatever you put on there, subtract that and make it a zero invoice. But for my example, I could say, hey, I'm doing a custom website for you that is $15,000, but I'm going to take off $15,000, and you see your cost is zero, but at the least you see on the piece of paper on the invoice what it's truly worth. That just helps to drive the point home. Somehow in just verbal communication, when you say, oh yeah, I'll do it for free, that doesn't get it. When people actually see an invoice and they see you're acting professional and you're taking them through the whole process, and they're getting no less than any one of your paying clients, including the invoice process, they can look at that and say, wow, this truly is worth $15,000 and I'm getting it at no cost. So all in all, just to give an exact answer, should you work for free? Like I said earlier, it really just depends, and it's on a case-by-case basis. But the best thing I can say is, in your business, set up parameters on, you know, those things that you want to look for in the case you might work for free. But also limit that. You know, you're running a business, and businesses have to make money. You're not running a charity. If you're running a charity, great. You know, continue doing that, continue moving forward and donate, you know, your time. However, if you're running a business and you want to build a business, there has to be cash flow. So you can't spend all your time with free clients. You know, you may even want to schedule a time of the year to where you actually may take on a free person or take on a free client. You may say to yourself, okay, hey, at the end of the year, you know, I will take on, you know, free work perhaps for no more than 3 weeks, something like that, just to get you a part of the project, just to get you to donate your time and to invest in something else. You're definitely free to do that. But if you're running a business, you have to make income. Just to expand upon that point a little bit, that brings me to pro bono work. What about work that is for the common good? You know, I've had nonprofits approach me. I've worked with nonprofits that actually were paying clients, and I've worked with nonprofits to where I donated my services. But the thing about pro bono work is, I don't know what rumors you might have heard. I know I heard a rumor that said, hey, you can write off pro bono work. You know, you can write it off your taxes as an expense. That's not true. you can't write off dollars that you didn't actually spend and are virtual dollars that don't really exist. So you can't write off, you know, hey, I made a website for somebody, 15K, I'm going to write it off. You can't do that. However, if the business is a true setup business and they want to receive pro bono work from you, they may have to pay taxes on the value you provide, but you yourself, as the person who donated, you can't write off that amount. Once again, all the more reason why to really have a protocol or a set parameters to really, you know, kind of gauge people to see if you're going to work with them for free, right? Thank you for taking the time to check out this video. I greatly appreciate it. Like I said, you know, you can work for free. Don't forget this last thing. You can also work on your own personal projects. I see people all the time, they're working for free, but they're really investing in themselves and investing in their business. Or they take the time to say, let me redesign YouTube, and this is what YouTube may look like. You know, but they're investing in their own brand when they do that, right? And they're controlling that free time and that free work. So you can always work for yourself for free, if you will, also. As always, there are episode notes for this particular episode, so definitely check the link right here. Read those episode notes. I expand a little bit more on the points that I made in this video on if you should work for free or not. If you have not done so already, you're going to want to subscribe. I mentioned in a previous video that this video here would be the last video I specifically talk about pricing and things of that nature. And the next couple of videos are going to be about clients and client interaction and how you deal with the customer. And we're going to build upon that point. So we'll talk about pricing later, but we're going to be focused on something else. And you're going to want to be subscribed to get all these pricing videos that I've already done, but also to get the future content as well. Well, if nothing else, I will catch you in the next one. See ya.